Chairman Brett Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, absent is Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:45 agenda item, and it's a meeting to consider matters related to county assistance. These are action items to consider approval, denial of indigent decisions, and signing of liens. So with that, let's hand it over and we can go through these.
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioner, first case today is 2026-29. The decedent passed away on July 29th, and the application was submitted by the sister on August 17th. The sister did complete an interview, and she also attested in her written statement that she and the other family member could not afford to pay the funeral home for the cremation. The applicant, or the decedent, was homeless in Caldwell, so Obligated County has been established to Canyon County. The investigation produced information that the Social Security that the decedent was receiving was deposited on a cash card, and the card has not been found. So the decedent did not have any assets or resources identified to pay the funeral home, and it appears that the county is a payer of last resort. And I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
I am in favor. It meets the threshold.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 2026-29 as Canyon County is the payer of last resort.
I'd second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The next case is 2026-31. The decedent passed away on August 8th, and the cremation application for assistance was submitted by a relative by marriage on August 20th. This distant relative was basically an ex-foster cousin, so it's quite the extension of who came in. The decedent was adopted, and then he ended up being fostered by these relatives later. He does not have any immediate family members that he is related to. The cousin did attest that she cannot afford to pay the funeral home for the cremation. She also attested that he lived with her for the last 15 years, so he is a Canyon County resident. The decedent's Social Security benefits were deposited into a checking account, and the statement provided showed a $1.05 balance. So we did not find any assets or resources, and it appears that Canyon County is a payer of last resort. Thank you. I'll stand for questions.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve request number 2026-31 as the county is the payer of last resort.
All right. I'd second the motion. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. The third application, case number 2026-30, the decedent passed away on August 17, 2026. An application for assistance was submitted to our office on 8/19/26 by decedent's daughter. She did also appear for a telephone interview on 8/20 and provided information on behalf of the applicant. The decedent did reside in Caldwell for over 2 years and is determined to be a resident of Canyon County. The landlord, where the decedent resided, confirmed that the decedent was 6 months delinquent in paying his rent for an outstanding balance of $1,842. Per the daughter, she was able to access his checking account, and his balance was just slightly over $1,000. In speaking with the landlord, they do intend to pursue the outstanding balance of 1842 against the estate of the decedent. He does not have sufficient funds to meet that debt obligation. The decedent does meet the residency requirements and is also determined to be indigent. Thank you.
So if the process goes through, there's more debt than there is assets, but there is currently an asset. Do we wait till the asset's liquidated? What is procedurally done?
Typically, we've not had this scenario in a while. Yes, there is an asset of over $1,000 that's been confirmed by the daughter. However, the rent has not been paid in the last 6 months, so I guess we have to determine who would take priority as far as accessing those assets. I look at it as because he is 6 months delinquent, they would be entitled to the funds that are in the checking account.
It was owed first to them.
Yes.
Yep. That's the way I see it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right.
If he had paid everything that he possibly could, he would still be owing them. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve request number 2026-30 as the deceased is indigent and does not have assets exceeding $1,000.
Okay. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the fourth and last application for assistance, this is regarding case number 2026-32. The decedent passed away on August 20th, 2026. An application for assistance was submitted yesterday on 8/25/26. The decedent's mother and sister appeared at the counter for an interview and provided information on behalf of the applicant. The decedent was recently released from the Idaho Department of Corrections and did reside in Caldwell. But prior to his incarceration, he also resided in Caldwell with his mother. They did provide the required information. The assets are listed for Mr. Fair, which he does not have any assets. He does not have any income. Next of kin, his mother, his sister, and his niece have all indicated that they are unable to contribute to the expenses for the cremation. He does meet residency requirements and is determined to be indigent. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve request number 2026-32 as the applicant is indigent and the county is the payer of last resort.
Okay. I would second your motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Chairman, that is it for county assistance today.
All right. If it is okay, I think we can just be adjourned then.
Yep.
All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.